שוס דרשי קוילנם ראשי שיבה חוש וציבה. The Pasuk says Pashas Ekev Eine Hashem Elekecha Bo Mereshis Hashona Ve'ad Achris Shona. The Gemara Masechtes Rosh Hashona Dafte Zayin says this Pasuk is talking about Rosh Hashona. Where Rashi in Chumash brings the Gemara, Adam Nidin b'Rosh Hashanah Mayehei b'Seifa. The din in Rosh Hashanah is from the beginning of the year till the end of the year. Mereshis Hashanah ad Achris Hashanah. And the Gemara darshins why the Mereshis is missing an Aleph that's going on Rosh Hashanah. The Heiliges Vasemes says that if the Gemara says that Mereshis Hashanah goes on Rosh Hashanah, then Achris Hashanah goes on Chedesh Elul. Chedesh Elul is called Achris Shana, the end of the year. What do we have that Chedesh Elul is called Achris Shana? What is the difference if we touch the words Achris Shana and Chedesh Elul? Because the Pasuk says, Eine Hashem Elekecha Bo. There is a special Hashgacha Pratis. There's a special Siyata Deshmaya when it comes to Achris Shana. In the Chedesh of Elul, a Yid is Zeche, to Eine Hashem Elekecha Bo. A Yid is Zeche to a special Siyata Deshmaya, a special help that a Yid should be able to achieve what he wants to achieve. And if the words in the Pasuk are Achris Shana, it's self-understood that if Chedesh Elul is Achris Shana, then when we are standing 47 or 46 hours before Rosh Hashanah, that is surely Nichlal in Achris Shana. It's surely a lot more the Achris Shana, and the Siyata, the Shmaya that a person has in these regoim, in these 2 days, to be able to do what he wants to do, and to be able to change his life, there is a special Siyata, the Shmaya in these moments of Achris Shana. True, it says in Heilige Morgen Avraham. Morgen Avraham says that a Shliach Tzibur who davens for the Omid Rosh Hashanah should be misbeded 3 days before Rosh Hashanah. For 72 hours before Rosh Hashanah, he should work on himself to do tshuva, to be roi, to be a shliach tzibur. The Heilige Chasam Sefer writes in the Drashos that this halacha was said in the times when a shliach tzibur was of the quality that he was able to be meitzias atzibur yidei chayvasei. Even though every person davened for himself, but the Shliach Tzibur was the one who was able to deliver the Tfilis Atzibur l'fnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But the Chasam Sofer said already in his times, some 180 years ago, that we don't have that kind of Shliach Tzibur anymore. And therefore the Chasam Sofer said, every Yochid, every single Yochid has to use the Magen Avraham's Eitzah of the 3 days before Rosh Hashanah to live in a different kind of life, to prepare himself for the tefillos of Rosh Hashanah that he should go up before HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We don't have those 72 hours anymore. We are left only with some 40-something hours till Rosh Hashanah. It's already the Achris of the Shana. It's already the last minutes of the year. But we have a Merdeka Siyata Deshmaya. And truthfully, there is no need for the Bereis Eiris. Because a person who realizes the time that we are standing, a person who realizes the minutes that we have, realizes that the matziv is yomim yidaveru. These days talk for themselves. The last 2 days before Rosh Hashanah should talk for themselves. Should be a message to the person without anybody bringing a message. The person should hear the words by themselves that the days talk to you. They are such big days, such important days to use. Comes every Rosh Hashanah in the morning. We make Ataris Nedarim. Comes Yom Kippur. We go before the day of Yom Kippur. We make Kol Nidre. The Kozhigul of Erov, the Eretz Tzvi asks, why Erev Rosh Hashanah do we make Ataris Nedarim in the morning? And why is Kol Nidre said right before Yom Kippur? I don't want to go into the whole Shtikel Teire. Nekuda Nifla that he says, with such a pashtus, with such a simplicity. And how far are we from this hargasha? He says, what do the Yid do Erev Rosh Hashanah? What do the Yid do Erev Rosh Hashanah? Chazal tell us in Masechtas Rosh Hashanah that Beis Amid Beis Yom Echad Bishana Choshev Shana. If a Melech stands up the last day of the year, he's called a Melech. It's called a year of Malchus. So what do the Yid do when comes the last day of the year? And when the Yid looks in retrospect and he looks at what the year was, as the Diuk is in Psukim, Meireshes Hashana Ad Achris Shana. One place it says Hashana with a Hey Ayidia, and an Achris Shana it says without a Hey Ayidia. And the Yetiv Lev says that the reason is simple, because when it comes Rosh Hashanah, we all say Hashana, this year will be a good year. But when we're holding the day at the end of the year, we have to look back at the year and say, Shana, it went by a year like every year. There's nothing special about this year that passed. This year is such a shvach a year it was. We don't know what we did this year. How much are we missing this year? So what does a person do when he's standing the last day before the year? He knows that one day can save a year. You are able to be one day an Erlich Yid. One day a Yid do what he has to do. And with that way you could save the whole year. That's the best thing to do before Rosh Hashanah. So what does the Yid do Erev Rosh Hashanah? He's Oisik in Talmud Torah from the morning till at night. But he has to have a pure mouth to be Oisik in Talmud Torah. And if you made Nedorim and you weren't Mekayim the Nedorim, the Dibur that's going to talk Divrei Torah is not going to be a pure Dibur. So therefore, right in the morning we make Atoros Nedorim, that the Torah of Erev Rosh Hashanah that we are going to learn is going to be a Torah that's going to prepare ourselves for a day that we are going to save Tovshi and Samach Zayin. We have an ability to save the year, the last day of the year. How one has to look at his life. Erev Rosh Hashanah, what then should I do Erev Rosh Hashanah? Lider, our life tells us Erev Rosh Hashanah is a day like every other day. We go on with business as usual. There's nothing different about Erev Rosh Hashanah than another day. But the Kashuk Rav says with such a pshitus, a Yid Erev Rosh Hashanah learns from the morning till at night. He has a problem, his dibur is not pure. So he makes a Taras Nedarim in the morning so he should be able to learn Kedusha B'Tara, the Torah HaKadosha. That is what Erev Rosh Hashanah is about. Saving the year. Because when it comes the last days of the year, a person feels empty. A person feels, I have to save the year, I have to do something with my year. And while does he save the year, at least the last day should be for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The last day should be a day that you could say in it, Yom Echad B'Shana Chashav Shana. And when it comes that last day, that Achris Shana, comes the last day of the year, there's a Meridikas Yata D'Shemaya. But let me tell you, the Gemara says in Masechtas Gittin and Perek HaNezakin, that Erev Shabbos, before it became Shabbos, there were those two people that had always Machlekes Erev Shabbos Im Chasheicha. Svarim HaKadoshim tell us, the Satan, the Yetzirah, knows that when it comes Shabbos, a Yid could have a Meridikas Alus. What does the Satan do? He brings before Shabbos pressure. He brings before Shabbos that a person shouldn't be ruyik, a person shouldn't be calm, and a person should be over averes ben adam lachaveroi. A house shouldn't be calm erev Shabbos before the zman. One should be talk a little bit more, not in the complete edelkeit when it comes before Shabbos. Because the Satan knows that if you'll make a person do an Aveira right before Shabbos, the Shabbos will be lost. And he knows that with Shabbos a Yid can gain a lot. And therefore he comes Erev Shabbos Ben HaShemoshes and tries to bring Machlekes in Yiddish Shtubim. He tries to bring Perut in Yiddish Shtubim. He tries to bring that one should talk to another, not with the right language, in order to bring Machlekes and take away the Kedushas HaShabbos. That's why Erev Shabbos before the Zman is the hardest Zman, like the Gemara says in Anazokin. So is true Erev Rosh Hashanah. So is true Erev Rosh Hashanah. The Satan knows how important that day is. The Rosh HaKoyel spoke before whether Rosh Hashanah there should be crying, or whether Rosh Hashanah there should be an inyan of chedva. There is no machlekes whatever Rosh Hashanah should be. There is no machlekes about Erev Rosh Hashanah. Erev Rosh Hashanah is a day of p'chia. Erev Rosh Hashanah is a day of tefillah. Erev Rosh Hashanah is brought in Shulchan Aruch, that is an inyan of tainus Erev Rosh Hashanah. Erev Rosh Hashanah is a very special day. It's the Achris Shana. It's a day when we say on that day, Baruch Aleinu Es Hashanah Azeis. You still could bring Barucha into the year. You still could change the year from a Shnas Klala to a Shnas Barucha. The Satan has his ways. The Satan has his ways to come Erev Rosh Hashanah and to be mevalbul the person Erev Rosh Hashanah, to make him busy with all kinds of different other things, to bring Pirut Erev Rosh Hashanah, to bring Machlekes Erev Rosh Hashanah, to bring Kpeda Erev Rosh Hashanah, to bring all kinds of different Bittelsman Erev Rosh Hashanah, because he knows the importance of Erev Rosh Hashanah. Let us think for a minute. The Rebbeinu Shel Olam gave us a day, Erev Rosh Hashanah, which we could prove ourselves. A day which we could prove ourselves, and a day which we could change the year, Tavshin and Samach Zayin, and bring a different Tavshin and Samach Zayin to Din on Rosh Hashanah. When he'll come to Rosh Hashanah, and the Rebbeinu Shel Olam will be done the year, Tavshin and Samach Zayin. And he will look at Tavshin and Samach Zayin to see what was Tavshin and Samach Zayin by this Yid. They'll come to Mikatrig and say, this Yid did this Aveira, this Yid did this Aveira. They'll come the Malachim Atovim, and they'll say, look what the Yid did Erev Rosh Hashanah. Look, the Yid didn't go to work Erev Rosh Hashanah. The Yid went to Beis Medrash Erev Rosh Hashanah. He learned from in the morning, he got up early for Sliches. He learned hours about Riches. He had Midas Ben Adam L'Chaveiroi. He talked to people Edel, even though he was fasting, even though he was learning. He had good Midas. That's the true Yid, the Yid of Erev Rosh Hashanah, and then there will be Danim Rosh Hashanah, the way he fixed his year, the Achris Shana, the Yom Echad Bashana, the day was saved, the Baal Beirav, the Chad Yoima. You'll be able to prove yourself on that Erev Rosh Hashanah. We have left the Achris Shana Mamish. We have left the last days of the year Mamish. We have to save ourselves with these last days. But maybe the problem is why we don't have Pachad of Yom Adin. Maybe the problem is that we are too content, we are too happy with ourselves, and we don't even realize that we have so much to fix and we have so much to change. The Zohar HaKadosh tells us on a Pasuk in Yirmiyahu, the Pasuk says, Bepchi yavayu ubetachnunim yavileim. The Navi tells us how we will go out from Galus, Bepchi yavayu. With Pchi, with tears we will go out of Galus. Zog the Zohar HaKadosh, two places in Zohar HaKadosh. Why do we need tears? Because Bishas, when Esav Arasha came to Yitzchak Avinu to get the brachos, and Esav HaRasha saw that Yaakov Avinu took the brachos, and Esav HaRasha dropped two tears he gave for the brachos, and he said to his father, after he gave a tzaka gedoyla umara, after he gave a bitter trer, he said to his father, Abaracha achas ilach avi, don't you have one bracha for me? From those tears we suffer till today's of the Zohar HaKadosh. And the only way we will go out of Galus is if we will be mevatel those tears. The kasha everybody can ask. Esav HaRasha, the Medrash tells us, dropped one tear, dropped a second tear. The third tear, the Rebbeinu Shel Olam didn't let drop. Because if the third tear would have dropped, we would suffer so much from these tears. Two tears of Esav HaRasha. Rebbeinu Shel Olam, we know. In our generation, how many tears were shed over Yiddish Tzareis. We know in the generations that passed, when Yidden was suffered so many Tzareis, how many tears did Yidden shed? How many tears did Yidden shed on Churban HaMikdash in the 1,000 years after the Churban? How many tears were shed aren't there enough tears to be mevatel the two tears of Esav and Rasha? Secondly, what was so big about Esav and Rasha's tears? What did Esav and Rasha cry about? In our eyes, Esav and Rasha cried, "Vayitn lecha elekim mital hashamayim u'mishmani ha'oretz." He gave him Dagon v'tirosh. He gave him Gashmias. Esav and Rasha thought that he won't have Gashmias, so he cried for Gashmias. That's why we have a problem. Those tears are so choshev by the Bereilom. Esav's tears that were legarmei, that were for himself. Why was so important about Esav's tears? Eretz Tzvi says Dvorim Neiroim Admiyot. He says Dvorim Neiroim Admiyot. And I will say it over, taking it out a little bit of context of the way he says it, but it's based on the way he says it. B'shas, when Esav HaRasha lived, he lived his life. Esav HaRasha was able to, some way or other, convince Yitzchak Avinu that he was a tzaddik. But we think that Esav HaRasha himself knew that he was a Rasha. No. Esav HaRasha was completely content with himself. Esav HaRasha looked at himself like a tzaddik. If Esav HaRasha would have looked himself like a Rasha, it would have come out as Rishus. Esav HaRasha himself lived in the belief that he was a tzaddik. Esav, it says in Svarim HaKadoshim, is from the Lashon Osui. Esav looked at himself like a finished product, a perfect product, nothing missing. He was Osui, farti, completely ganz, no chitzchainos whatsoever. He lived his life doing averos, doing the worst of the averos. Also, everything is good. He had all the terutzim for everything that he did. He had all the ways to be able to say that whatever he did was oizgehalten. It had to be done. He had to do this. He had to do this. Everything was oizgehalten in Esav's eyes. Esav walked in and saw that he lost the brachas. Brachas which he thought came to him. And for 1 minute, Esav suddenly saw that he lost everything. And he suddenly saw Vayechrat Charoda Gedoilo. Chazal tell us that Yitzchak Avinu saw Gehenim Psuach Tachtov. Suddenly the Esav, the Tzaddik, was seen as a Rasha. You know why? Because Esav suddenly saw himself as a Rasha. And he gave a tear. Not a tear for Gashmias. He gave a tear of charota on his whole life, on his whole lifestyle. He suddenly gave a tear. Where did I live in such a cholim? How did I live in such a cholim that I lived a good life? He suddenly realized that his life was a life of rishus, a life of gehenim, a life of doing the opposite of ratzon Hashem. Those were his two tears. We do tshuva. We do tshuva without the realization of being matzdik our past. We live a life, chas v'sholem, I'm not roi, and I'm not talking down to anybody, I'm talking to myself, and Rebbeinu Shalom sent me to talk loud to a tzibul. We live a life of being matzdik our maisim. We live a life of being matzdik what we do. A life of everything we find reasons to be matzdik it, to say that it's right, to say that there's nothing wrong with it. That's the life we live. And when a person lives a life of being matzdik what he does, he can't be bepachat from Yom Adin. He has nothing to fear. He's very content with himself. He's very happy with himself. Chazal tell us there aren't tears to be mevatel the tears of Esav HaRasha. What does it mean there aren't tears to be mevatel the tears of Esav HaRasha? Because all the tears of tshuva, all the tears of tshuva don't come to those two tears of charata, of seeing suddenly the truth, of seeing suddenly the truth that everything I did was wrong. That agmas nefesh, that bitterkeit of Esav HaRasha, of suddenly seeing a life that he thought was such a perfect life, seeing that it was a life of Gehenim, a life of a Gehenim Psucha Tachtov, That charot for that moment was such a pchi that we have to be mevatel that pchi. And it takes a certain tshuva to be mevatel that pchi. What is that tshuva? What is going to bring that tshuva? For that Eitzah, the Rebbeinu Shalom gave us the Shofar. The Rebbeinu Shalom gave us Tkiyah Shofar. Shofar is a Tkiyah, Shvorim, Trua, Tkiyah. The Maral says in Gwarayim, Sechti Shabbos, that the Iker of the Tkiyahs are the Trua. The Shvorim, the Trua, whichever is a Trua that the Torah wanted, those are the Iker of the Tkiyahs. What is a shvorim? What is a trua? Genuchei gonach yelu leila yalel. Crying. The Aruch says that we blow 100 kiyos because vatiyavev aim sisra. Because the mother of Sifra cried. The inyan of the kiyos is the inyan of pchia. Yelu le yalel genuchei gonach. The shvorim and the trua are pchiyos. Which pchiyos are the shvorim and the trua? They are the pchiyos to be mevatel Esav Arosh's pchiyos. And therefore Tosfos says that the shas when we blow tkiyos, the satan is bohil. The satan has a pachad, maybe the geula is coming, because he knows that it could be that these tkiyos will be geirim the true bechia, the true charata. The Rambam says, Chemez yesh bedavo. There's a remez in the union of tkiyah shofar. What's the remez? A person is in sleep. A person is in slumber. Uru, wake up from your sleep. You sleeping people, yeshenim, wake up. You people that are tadema, wake up from your tadema. That's what the union of tkiyah shofar is. Which sleep is the Rambam talking about?